You're listening to SBS News.
Chinese software developer Tang Huazhen loves playing with his two-year-old child in their apartment on the outskirts of Beijing, but he says he's unlikely to have another child.
For many families, the grandparents are either too old or too far away, so they have to hire nannies to take care of the kid. This means that the cost would be really high even when the child is very little. So this is one of the main reasons people don't want to have children. Another reason is that many of us get married very late, and it's hard to get pregnant at this age. I can't be too sure, but I think getting married late will definitely have an impact on births.
Such decisions by countless people like Tang will determine the course of the world's population, which the United Nations says is projected to reach 8 billion people on Tuesday. 39-year-old Tang says many of his married friends have only one child, and like him, they are not planning any more. Younger people aren't even interested in getting married, let alone having babies. That's according to Tang. The high cost of childcare is a major deterrent to having children in China, with many families in an increasingly mobile society unable to rely for help on grandparents who might live far away.
2 years old is the best age for a child. I think we may miss this period in a few years and want to have another child. However, if we take into consideration the fact that our parents are getting older, and at least one of us would have to make the sacrifice and stay home to take care of the baby, so we will wait and see.
For decades, China preoccupied with the prospect of runaway population growth and imposed a strict one-child policy from 1980 to 2015 to keep numbers in check. Both Tang and his wife, Ang Run, are an only child. Here's mother Ang Run, followed by grandfather Tang Tianpin.
I think for us, we don't think too much. We only care about whether having a second child is good for my family. I don't think I should have more children because the birth rate of this country is falling. We don't think that way. I'm happy as long as our family feel happy about having only one child.
When it tells you to have only one child, you can only have one child. You are not allowed to think something else. So we are used to it. The government policy is very important.
Tang Tianpin and wife Liang Zhimin take care of their grandson while their son and daughter-in-law are busy with their work.
We obey the party and the government. We both had jobs, so we naturally obeyed the country and the government and followed the policy back then. Nowadays, the economy has grown rapidly since the opening up and reforms. People's incomes have increased greatly. The mankind has progressed. Of course, we all want our children to succeed, so everyone needs to make plans and arrangements when they decide to have a child.
The United Nations expects China's population will start shrinking from next year. Then India will likely become the world's most populous country. China's fertility rate of 1.16 in 2021 was well below the 2.1 Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development standard for a stable population and among the lowest in the world. The anguish of the COVID-19 pandemic and China's strict measures to stamp it out may also have had a profound impact on the desire of many people to have children. Well, that's according to demographers, including Hong Kong-based university professor Shen Jianfa.
Yes, I think China's population is at the moment is in the turning point, we can say, because population growth is actually being stabilized, is almost zero growth rate. So we have a very low fertility rate, and we expect the aging population is going to increase very rapidly. So this is I think, a very important situation facing China. It's different from 20 years ago, also different from the other either Western countries or the other developing countries. We are in a very important turning point.
New births in China are expected to fall to record lows this year, dropping below 10 million from last year's 10.6 million, which was already 11.5% lower than in 2020. The proportion of the population over the age of 65 is now about 13%, but is set to rise sharply. A declining labour force faces an increasing burden to look after the rising numbers of old people. Alarmed by the prospect of an ageing society, China has been trying to encourage couples to have more children with tax breaks and cash handouts. as well as more generous maternity leave, medical insurance and housing subsidies. But demographers say the measures are not enough, citing high education costs, low wages and notoriously long working hours, along with frustration over COVID-19 curbs and the overall state of the economy. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.